360 sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers play-by-play voice Jeff Levering is our guest this morning. Not that we don't have a ton of baseball to get to, Jeff, but we're doing a story on ice cream yesterday. The Choco Taco apparently is being discontinued, which I think is tragic. But it got me remembering, you were telling an ice cream story. I can't remember if it was Cincinnati or somewhere. I feel like it was somewhere in the division, a place where they're known for their ice cream, and the guy demands that you take two scoops.
Philadelphia.
Philly.
It's right. Definitely Philadelphia with our guy Frank, who
Frank
like
doesn't allow you to take one scoop.
No. You say I'd like one scoop, and he ends up putting like six on there, and it's a couple of different flavors. He goes, no. You need to have the Graham Slam, and then maybe do a scoop of cookie dough, and then maybe go on top with some s'mores. That's what you need. And then you can't speak for seven innings. So it's a great place to be.
Well, Jeff, there's
a good problem to have.
There's some, and we'll take fans into the press box in Milwaukee, too. I've always found there's a little drama there because the soft serve machine is promptly shut down at the end of the third inning. Have you ever beat the buzzer on the soft serve machine?
Yeah, I don't even tempt fate on that. Lorraine has a really quick trigger on shutting that down. So, and we're also extremely lucky in the radio booth where we're very, very big fans of the Cedar Crest ice cream. We have a freezer in the back of the booth, so if we ever get that hankering, if we can get Lane's hands off of it, we've got some Cedar Crest in the back available as well.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, the Brewers offense is the furthest thing from cold over the last couple of days, particularly Hunter Renfro. What's gotten into him since the All-Star break?
I think it's a great thing that he got back before the All-Star break, and he made it a point. He's been on the injured list basically the entire month of July going into the break and missed some time with the calf and the hamstring injury. And he said, I need to get in there before the All-Star break hits. And he got in there before the Twins series and then the Giants series as well, and had a little bit of success in both of those. But since he's come back, he's got the four home runs in five games. He's been unreal, and it's kind of like this is what the Brewers were missing when he was out of the lineup for the better part of a month. He just lengthens that lineup. Great at bat in the ninth inning to get it to Luis Urias to have the game winner. He's just a special bat, and you just kind of you're on the edge of your seat when he comes to the plate. You just never know how far he's going to hit a home run first and foremost, or when he's going to do it.
So, Jeff, the next time we speak to you on this program after today will be post trade deadline. What do you think will look different 6 days from today for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Selfishly, I will be a year older at that point, but in terms of what the Brewers roster is going to look like, I don't know what they're going to do. Whenever you think you know what the Brewers are going to do, they go and trade for Mike Moustakas and put Travis Shaw over at second base. So you just never know what they're going to do. I think that they value pitching depth a ton, so I wouldn't be shocked if there's middle relief, maybe late inning relief that you could get some help in there to supplant Brad Boxberger and have a little help in the back end of the bullpen. Don't be surprised if there's a bat that's added at some point. It again, spin a wheel and take a guess, and that might be what happens.
I've heard some good things about this Juan Soto guy. What do you know about him?
I know he's young and he can hit, and he does a really mean shimmy. That's what I know.
And he's going to be way too expensive.
He's right. Going to cost a ton of money, like way more than the freezer of Cedar Crest in the back of the booth or the discontinued Choco Tacos.
Well, if it helps, I mean, tell Stearns that you throw it in there.
Yeah, you got it. I'll have the Dark Secrets custard available for Juan Soto.
And he opened the door, counselor. Happy birthday then, Jeff Levering. When is that big date coming up?
Tuesday next week.
Okay. 26 years old. Awesome.
How about the kid?
Unbelievable.
I know. I made it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk next week.
See ya. I love your ice cream, babe.